Hello everyone, I am doing a YouTube video film for May 22nd, 2023. I'm just going to jam everything into one film for the YouTube update about politics. Doing 3 years worth is going to be pretty much, I'm just going to speak randomly. So that way, instead of doing weekly by weekly by weekly and catching up, with everything put together, I'm going to put it bluntly instead of diplomatically. For the idiots out there who don't have their head out of their ass, take your head out of your ass. For the good people, I'm sorry that you have to deal with all of it. For the assholes, you're the reason why I'm anti-American. I have nothing against the good, but take your head out of your ass and start getting an education. You're complaining about being 23rd in line in the education area? Take your head out of your ass. If you're a Democrat, take your head out of your ass if you're a liberal. I frankly don't give a shit what you think about me being an anti-American. I'm against corruption. When it comes to an election, I'm a progressive communist. I take out the elections in the name of progression. Okay? Don't give me this shit that if you don't have the right to, if you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain. It's the ones that create the shit. Let me rephrase that. It's the ones who create the shit are the ones who don't have a right to complain. Get up off your ass and make to pay off your own loans. With this Green New Deal con shit, the money laundering shit, okay, it's not going to last. Now, if it does last, if it does go through, you're your own fucking problem. With the blacks beat the shit out of everyone, I encourage everyone who is in fear of being destroyed, I encourage you to learn self-defense and learn how to break an arm and break a leg. Because that's the only way these black niggers are going to sit here and learn a lesson in life. One of the few lessons. Get some self-defense lessons and do some self-preservation. Because I'm guaranteeing you, right down from the desk clerk all the way up to the federal government, the cops don't give a shit if you're dead. Learn some, get some lessons in self-preservation. Because right now, the way Biden's going, the only thing he cares about is fucking a kid under 9 years old. With this deficit going on, my apologies that you have to deal with it, but this inflation rate is never going to end. Unless you, the people, one of the three biggest words on your constitution is the God himself. We the people. If you don't kick his ass out of office and assassinate that bastard, you deserve everything you get. That's bluntly putting it. Now, if you really want to create damage, stop walking up and down the streets doing protests. Take a nuclear bomb and put it in the middle of D.C. Yes, that is encouragement for domestic progression. Because right now, the government is always going to pull this white supremacist shit. You want to give them a reason to bitch? Give them a reason to bitch. Do a nuclear bomb in the middle of D.C. Yes, I'm going to fully admit that. And this is going on Rumble Tues and on, and I'm fully welcoming you to pirate the crap. Pirate the shit out of this video if you can download it. Somewhere along the line, a lot of people need some encouragement to get rid of the totalitarian shit government. Fauci, Biden, every liberal in the government, Bill Gates, Soros, and Schwab need to be assassinated if you want all this shit to end. You want the immigration to end? Start shooting illegals that come in. To the people of Texas, don't listen to Abbott because Abbott is aiding Biden. You want some self-preservation down there in Texas? Start shooting illegals. You want some self-preservation? Start importing some alligators down there in the Mexican border. There's some common sense for you. You want some progression? Eliminate D.C. To the good people, I encourage you to do some self-preservation. To the Democrat and liberal taxpayers who are sitting there bitching about every fucking thing that goes on right there, from the transsexual to the bisexual to the idiots who can't fucking figure out where they're going. You want to cause mental instability, you should be assassinated too. There's the blunt reality of all the shit that's going on. Biden couldn't care less if he added another $30 trillion to the deficit because he knows that the idiot Democrat and liberal taxpayers are not going to do shit. All they're going to do is encourage everyone else to pay for it. You think you're going to sit there and go all over the place and find out a cheap price for everything? No. It's for Biden getting a hard-on over the high prices. Do some progression.